The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Good pills or bad pills? We're discussing Adderall. Isn't that little pill just marvelous? You take it, you get all the energy in the world, you test better, you act better, you work better, you are sharper, and then it wears off and you go to bed and then you wake up and everything's as dreamy and perfect. Isn't that sound marvelous? Well, I wish it really was. We're talking about Adderall, and we're going to talk about Adderall XR. These are medications that are stimulants. Yet we give stimulants to people with hyperactivity. And it's not such a crazy idea, but on the surface it sort of is. But the idea simply is that people who have ADD, ADHD, and then when you get into sort of a Asperger spectrum, have a hard time focusing, and it's because their minds are very scattered. And when you give them energy, or when you lend them energy, which is really what amphetamines like Adderall and Adderall XR do, when you lend them energy, they become sharper and more focused. We are here today to tell you whether it is a good pill or a bad pill. And I want to start off with a quick story. I have ADHD. Lisa Davis is now writing a book on neuro disorders and ADHD. I encourage you when that comes out to look at it. But I have had ADHD severely since I've been a little kid. Thank God there wasn't a big diagnosis for it at the time, or I may have been pressured to use medication. But when I was around fifth grade, Ritalin, the first of this class of medications came out, and my dad was told by my pediatrician that it's something that we should consider. My grades were up and down, and I was acting out accordingly. I was tired and grumpy and moody, or I was wired and running around and out of control. And if you could catch me sort of in the middle of that, I did great and got A's. My father looked at me, and he looked at the doctor, and he said, "Well, I don't know much about medication, but doesn't he have to learn how to manage his own mind?" And it's true. It's really, really true. When somebody uses a stimulant, even coffee, but coffee is just a little more acceptable and easy on your body. But when somebody uses a stimulant, they are getting a crutch. They are getting an extra tool, per se, that the average person doesn't have. And we all like crutches and tools. The problem with this tool is it does. It changes the way you think. It changes your personality a little bit. And it makes it so you don't have to learn how to deal with your issue. Let me clarify that. If Adderall works, if it helps you, then you don't have to learn how to manage your own mind. Yeah, my father was a depression kid. He had no concept of science, but he thought that the responsibility for my health should be up to me, that it shouldn't be if waiting from a pharmaceutical medication. He thought, frankly, it was kind of wimpy. My father was a tough guy. And I've never thought about that. All through looking at the research and preparing for this show, I needed to remember in my back of my head, good pills or bad pills, that part of Adderall's problem, and we're going to go into some other problems soon, is that it makes it so you don't have to stand on your own two feet. Now, it's different. If you give somebody insulin who's diabetic, that allows them to live. It allows them to live normally. But Adderall is replacing your own mind's development. Let's look at what it's used for. It's largely used, Adderall, for adult attention deficit disorder. There's a lot of people that I have met that have greatly benefited from the use of Adderall. They could not learn how to focus. They could not accomplish things at work. They had problems in their relationships, and Adderall helped them. However, none of these people were told that diet affects ADHD, that depletion of nutritional precursors, such as phenylalanine, which goes to make things like epinephrine and norepinephrine, which are your energy molecules. Things like taurine and theanine that help your GABA and help your other calming neurotransmitter production. They're never told this. When they go to a doctor's office, they're told, "Oh, we have diagnosed you ADHD. Here is your stimulant." They are not told, "Wait, well, hold on a second. What did you have for breakfast?" As a person with ADHD, as an adult, as a child, everything, I realized very early on that if I ate sugar, forget it. It was the lights literally dim and I cannot figure out the filing cabinet of my brain. I figured that out very, very early that I needed to start with protein and keep my sugar regular. How many of these ADHD people out here that are using the stimulants, we haven't even gotten into the negative effects of Adderall yet, but are using these stimulants, could have controlled it with diet, could have controlled it with simple herbal medicines, and by simply replenishing the precursors so their neurotransmitters could stay replenished and they can stay in balance. That's one thing we know about ADHD people. Their neurotransmitters in their brain can stimulate and then deplete very quickly. We can rebuild those just with proper supplementation. So we are talking about good pills or bad pills. Is Adderall a good medication? Well, let's look at some abuse first. Now, you can go online and buy Adderall. It may not be the long-acting version, but you can buy it basically without a prescription. There is a side effect with stimulants like Adderall of dying. Now, it doesn't happen a lot. And when it happens, it's usually in adults with heart problems. But you're playing with fire. These drugs, Adderall and Vyvanse, and all of these drugs carry a cardiovascular, hypertension, and stroke risk. So you see where we're getting to here, folks. Number one, the majority of these people that are taking these medications have never even been told how to eat and how to properly nutritionally supplement to manage their ADHD naturally and to keep their own brain developing and learning how to live with them. Now we bring in the crutch, we bring in the Adderall for it, it substitutes what's going on, and now, albeit a low percentage, it's dangerous, and this medication can kill you. Adderall can be incredibly, incredibly dangerous for the average person to take, let alone anybody that has a family history of hypertension. On top of it, you go to Adderall on the Google and but you go and you get Adderall on there because you're a student and you're working two jobs and now you have Adderall with you and you are doing better with your grades. Get this, $20 to $40 per pill these students are getting, and Adderall's abuse in colleges and universities is up 200%. An estimated 6.4% of our student population wants a crutch. And if they're not getting it from their doctors who are saying it's okay, they are going right on the web or buying it from their classmates. It is one of the most abused medications out there. Here's the thing. In conclusion, I'm going to give you my opinion. I think Adderall is a bad medication. I think it is a bad medication because, number one, at any age, it puts you at cardiovascular and stroke and hypertension risk, including children. But it puts everybody at risk. Number two is, once you have that crutch, hey, look, we're not talking about coffee and caffeine pills for students to study to cram for their classes and go take their tests. We're talking about a stimulant pharmaceutical drug that is dangerous that they're taking. So once in a while doesn't make it safe. In fact, if they're doing coffee on top of it, if they take an extra because they're not being guided properly, again, that's even worse. But it is a bad pill because it substitutes you from learning how to manage your own mind. Listen out there, ADD and ADHD people, you have the ability to focus. If you learn how to properly eat and supplement, you can go ahead and thrive in the world. Please do not hand your power off to a pharmaceutical company that says, hey, you have a disease. It's not your fault. Take this medication. Hey, student out there, we're going to make it easy for you to get, and you'll probably be okay with it. Adderall, Adderall XR, I don't care if it's one of the top 100 selling medications. Get rid of it. Learn how to eat. Learn how to supplement. And that will be the key to healing and recovering and living with your ADHD. Hey, Einstein's out there. ADHD is good for you. Stay away from the Adderall. Discover Atomic Energy.